Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IBV, November 7, India, Victor, Victor. Activating the Frontier Amateur Radio Association General Technical Services Net. Don't usually do it on Sundays. I don't. This net is held every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this 147.165 megahertz W4PA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a BL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general technical discussion and Q&A regarding more technical topics related to topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, and other similar information related to the radio art. I guess I should say this net is held not only every Sunday evening at 8 p.m., but rain or shine, summer or winter, post-field day or holiday. And I'm actually filling in for our backup, who was unable to fill in for our normal net control operator tonight. So I may pass this over to the first person to check in tonight to run the net. Basic announcements for most of the club. Well, I mean, the entire club knows about it, but we had a large turnout. We should have had a sign-in sheet that, so we can tell who was actually there. But field day, of course, was this weekend. I believe everybody had a wonderful time, even had a very kind comment from one of our longtime members of the club, who I admire and appreciate, and said it was one of the best field days he's ever been to with this club, so I was quite pleased with that, although, as usual, I don't take any real personal credit for it, because lots and lots of other people in the club came together to help out to make it possible. Let's see, other announcements. I guess our club meeting is, as always, the second Thursday of the month, and the next one will be on July the 8th. So keep that on your calendar. That will, again, be a face-to-face meeting, and we will try to iron out some of the technical difficulties that we experienced last time when we were also streaming it via WebEx. So hopefully we can get that straightened around a little bit more this time around. I'll see any other announcements I can think of. I guess a quick report. I don't know if Katie or David will be on tonight to tell us, but we had apparently 10 people who showed up here this morning to take exams for their ham test to either get new licenses or to upgrade. And I was impressed because the last time I had heard anything, there was only about 3 people signed up. So here again, something is drawing all of these new hams out into the hobby, and whatever it is, we appreciate it, and we appreciate all of you new hams that are getting your licenses, and we hope that we can provide as much assistance as we can to make your transition into this exciting hobby as smooth and exciting as possible. I'm filling in for the fill-in, and I'm exhausted. I should have taken some advice from the older and wiser people in the club and not try to spend the entire time out in the field and not sleeping properly. And of course, part of my excuse was that the satellite passes. For those of you that don't know, I was actually using my Nidokino little 12-volt portable satellite tracking system for working the FM satellites. The passes that were optimum didn't start until 2 a.m., so I kind of had to be out there to do that, but I enjoyed it, and but I'm exhausted, and I don't recommend that anybody do a straight through from start to finish like this. Go home and get some sleep. Anyway, with that said, no specific topic tonight, just if anybody wants to share their any meaningful experience that they had at field day or anything else that they did this weekend, please do so. So we'll take check-ins now for the Farinet. This is N7IVP. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV.
This is N1TV Mobile.
10-4, KU.
NV3A.
KO4, November Mike Charlie.
Yep.
Okay, we had K1 HTV, of course, and by my own admission, the first one to check in gets to take over the net. N1 BET Mobile, KX4 KU, Kevin, NV3A Justin, and KO4 NMC Alan. There was somebody else. I don't know if they doubled or if their signal was just really bad, but I couldn't read your call. So if in additional check-ins, go ahead and call me now, please.
KK4 EPQ, Kilo Kilo 4 Echo Papa Quebec.
KJ7 APV.
Whiskey 8 Bravo Tango.
Kilo 1 November Sierra Alpha.
Okay, very good. KK4 EPQ, thank you for doing it phonetically for me there also, Jonathan. KK7 APV, W8BT, Kilo 1 November Sierra Alpha. Good evening, Paul. The prefix is Kilo, correct?
Correct. Kilo 1 November Sierra Alpha.
Okay, I copied it correctly. I just suddenly started to doubt my own senses and couldn't remember if it was a K or an N. Okay, one more call for check-ins, then we're just going to go down for a quick recap of your life this last week. This is N7IVV, call now.
KN4SPL.
Okay, Bob, got you there, KN4SPL, N7IVV here. All right, Rich, go ahead and give us a synopsis of your life for, well, anyway, go ahead and give us your report.
Brad, and thank you for all you've done for the club and for the field day and your vehicle. The dues worked out very well. I spent a number of hours in it doing digital QSOs. It was the most enjoyable field day. Had some showers in the early part of Saturday in the setup, but we got through that okay. There was a breeze all afternoon. I sat in the CW trailer and did CW for a couple hours, and it was good to have the side door open and the breeze, and it was quite pleasant despite the warmth. The food was great. Thanks to Alan for cooking the ribs. Great job there. I think Brad, did Brad prepare them? Somebody seasoned them. I didn't quite catch who seasoned them, but great work on the cooker, the smoker, and of course, Alan's XYL was there and helped out. And the chicken was great, and all the fixings and drinks, and tip of the hat to Anna for taking charge and making it all happen. And all the band captains, it was lots of fun. It was so great to meet so many hams, some of the old friends, of course, and a lot of new hams that we've talked to on the radio the past year or so, and good to see them in person and say hello to them. Please, the KX4O antenna worked. It was connected to the digital trailer, the Deuce, and the green monster, and it worked very well. A very unusual antenna, but it played well. I did FT8 on the later Saturday, and then I went to, when I came, got out of church, came back up to the site around 10 o'clock, got on FT4 for a while, and boy, it played very well. The antenna it performed excellently, made many kind of, well, for the first hour, almost one a minute on FT4. It was a very fast mode, and then to switch over to 20 meters after John had done some passed some messages or copied some messages around the noon hour and was able to make another contacts at the rate. Some minutes I was making two and three contacts a minute on FT4. It's a very fast mode. If you know what you're doing, you can really dovetail one QSO after another, and that worked very well. It'll be interesting to see how many QSOs were made on FT4. Really happy with that mode. And there was a never-ending supply of people on that mode. FT8 was very difficult since there were so many people and it was very crowded, but FT4 worked well. Finally, I understand we had some 6-meter propagation. Maybe Travis can tell us how it worked, and also 2 meters. He did some operating up there. Andy mentioned also, K1RA, that there was some e-skip between W3IP, who's up and around Mount Weather, and down to Five Land, and some other stations up there worked into Five Land, but I don't think anybody locally here worked 2-meter e-skip. That's it from here. We had, again, a great time, excellent field day, very enjoyable. Back to Net Control, this is K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thank you so much for that. I'm just going to toss something out. I guess there's really only one, maybe two people that this might qualify for, but Rich just made the comment that there was a, and he, I think you said he skipped, down to five land. That's just the geographical part of the country. Remember, our country is divided up into 10 call groups. It used to be that whenever you moved to a new area, you had to change your call to that particular area. Nowadays, you keep your call forever. But anyway, five land is, you know, Texas, Oklahoma. You'd have to pull out your ARRL map. But anyway, that's what that phrase means, five land, seven land. Four, we're in four land here. This is, you know, Virginia and, oh, I guess North and South Carolina, Florida, and those kind of things. So anybody with their brand new calls, they've got a four call, of course. But I got my seven call out in Nevada years ago and just kept it. Anyway, enough of that. N1BED, Mark, I should have had you go first since you're mobile. I hope you can still copy us. Go ahead, please.
Yep, yeah, I have no problems whatsoever. Just kind of noodling down the road. Trying to figure out if anybody has any recommendations for me on duplexers. Unfortunately, I didn't get to do anything with Field Day this week or this year. I've been completely slammed with work, and I'll have to try and catch the next one. I've also been working on a couple of websites for NHF radio group I'm a part of, as well as Loudoun County Aries. So I've just been absolutely slammed. But I tried to take some time to figure out what to do to run a 2-meter amplifier and a 70-centimeter amplifier in my Jeep. And I was thinking I could split the output of the radio with a duplexer, have one go to one amp and the other go to another amp, and then after they pass through the amplifier, recombine them with a second duplexer. And a problem I'm running into, I'm using these Comet duplexers. I got about 90 dB of separation between each side. And on the 2-meter side, I am literally losing 50% of my output power passing through the two duplexers. So I was wondering if anybody had any tips, tricks, or recommendations for better efficiency, or, you know, a brand choice that may have significantly less losses. I'd love to actually make this work somehow, or another recommendation for actually getting the gear working. Other than that, I'm glad to hear everybody had a great field day. And I'm not going to be making any obligations for next year, so hopefully I'll be able to get out there and enjoy the weekend with everyone. With that, this is N1PED. Back to net control. Thanks, Pat.
Okay, Mark, very good. First of all, I would recommend that you send an email to repeater@w4va.org. It goes out to our repeater group, and they're definitely going to have good information on duplexers and whatever else you're trying to do there. Good source of information. And then none of them are on the net tonight. Somebody may be lurking. But does anybody have a comment or a quick comment they can offer Mark on this subject? Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, shoot it out to the reflector. I'm sorry, shoot it to repeater@w4va.org, and those guys can help get started putting you in the right direction there for that information. KX4KU, Kevin, how are you? Go ahead tonight, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm 7IVV, KX4KU in the net. I'm going to keep brief, Brad. Actually doing better than I thought you would tonight. One, I'll just say, I'll go with Rich and say it was definitely my best field day ever. And a whole lot of thanks goes out on a KN4, DWZ, and Alan, and KO4, NMC for being the coordinators for Field Day this year. Food was great, company best, and I think it's a shot in the arm we all needed. Other than that, if for whatever reason you're listening and you don't check emails or you're not on a member of the club, I sent out an email earlier for photos. No rush. I probably won't even get to them until next weekend, but while things are hot in your brain, read what I said, do some editing, and send them to me. It'd be great. I'll have to put together an article and a gallery of pictures. So thanks, everyone that was involved, and thanks for the camaraderie, and my brain's fried, too. Back to you, Brad, N7IVV, KX4KU.
And this is N7IVV with the Farah Net for Sunday night. Just in case you didn't know what day it was. NB3A, Justin, go ahead, please.
Hey, good evening, Brad and EarthNet. This is NB3A. Thanks for doing the net, Brad. Seeing you up last night working satellites was pretty fun, so I know you're probably pretty tired. And, yeah, so special thanks for running the net. And also there to Alan, KO4NMC, for the great food. I killed a couple of his chicken breasts when we got home, putting dogs out in the middle of the night last night before I headed back out to the field. Also, thanks to Anna, who's listening, but she's pretty gassed and probably won't get on the radio here. Anyway, for putting everything together, everyone that had a hand in it, really, thanks a lot. It was probably my favorite, the best one that I've been at yet, which is, I think about five now, maybe six. I'm trying to remember whether or not I did anything in 2015. Probably had my, the most fun there doing, GOTA here this year. Had a lot of fun, cracking the whip and, making people, make as many contacts as possible. It was kind of fun. Kind of started doing that, I guess, in 2017 there under the watchful eye of Andy, which, you know, he's a great teacher, so it's been pretty fun. Anyway, I haven't really been that active other than that, so figured I'd just pop on to say thanks and had a blast, and the food is great, and thanks to everyone that put in so much effort into kind of pulling it together, and yeah, like Kevin said, it was great to see people again. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, N7IVV, from NB3A.
Okay, Justin. Well, thank you very much for all your help with, well, I know you did more than GOTA, because you supported Anna with all of this, and, you know, you guys went to a lot of trouble to help the, well, I guess I'm thinking more of the meal. I'm thinking of that huge pile of chips and munchies that were sitting over there on the bench there in the food court that probably still didn't get opened. And actually I'm sitting here thinking about that pea salad or whatever the heck you call those things, thinking, man, I'd really love to have a serving of that right now, but that's obviously not going to happen. But thank you everybody who participated in bringing in food. Super, super good meal. My wife did she procured all the meat, and obviously we procured about three times more than we needed, and did the rub per Alan's recipe, and then he, of course, did all the smoking and did the cooking, and so anyway, group effort by lots of people, and we really appreciate Anna's help, and of course, your support also, Justin. Speaking of Alan, let's go to KO4NMC. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good evening, Brad and Annette. This is Alan in Gainesville, KO4NMC. I don't really have a point of reference for field day since this was my first, but I will say that I had a fantastic time. Huge kudos to Anna and Brad for keeping the wheels turning, and I know Anna keeping us getting together to make sure everything came together. It's a lot of work, a lot of moving pieces, and then when it all came together, it looked almost effortless, which is really the sign of good planning. So thank you for all of that, and Brad, your wife, we're doing a heck of a lot of seasoning. That is that many ribs and breasts to season the night before. That's a lot of work, so I really appreciate that. I did want to also kind of say, Bruce, KN4GDX's wife brought the heavenly cupcakes as well as that pea salad, and I was told it's actually an easy thing to make, so that might become a regular thing for summer meals. That was really refreshing. Break. The other thanks I would make is, you know, just everybody. I mean, this, I think, as Kevin pointed out, you know, was sort of the shot in the arm that we all needed. For me, it was more than just the ham shot in the arm. It's really good for kind of coming back to normalcy in this world. So this was a really welcome event. Thanks to Justin for his help with my kids, getting them on the air. It's all I could hear on the way home. So I think that it might just be that further nudge to get them to think that ham radio is something more than just their crazy father's interested in. So maybe we'll have a couple new hams coming over in the future. And again, just a great time. Glad I could be part of it, and I appreciate everybody continuing to you know, contribute to such a fantastic community. With that, turn it back to the net. This is KO4NMC.
Great, thanks, Alan. Yeah, it was nice meeting your family and others who brought their families out or spouses or whatever, and it was good to meet everybody. Yeah, I know that those pea salad things are really easy to make, and I didn't know who brought things, so thank you. I can't begin to remember her call, but she's newly licensed, actually, Bruce's wife, so congratulations on that. Okay, KK4EPQ, Jonathan. Go ahead, thanks. Please, go ahead. And 7IVV, I'm really losing it here.
Oh, you're doing absolutely fine, I think. I mean, from my neophyte beginnings, I think you're doing absolutely fine. The last time I was at a field day, I think I was about 11 years old with my father and for BPP. And I have not been to one since, because I always remember they were extremely hot. And if you don't have a license and you're just 11 years old, you get bored real fast. But I will have to make it a point to get out to one of those sometime. Otherwise, my week has been well. My other hobby of restoring extremely old typewriters, I finished an 1888 Barlock, and that's back with its owner. So that was an 11-month restoration achievement. But other than that, I've got my antenna finally, my diamond antenna firmly grounded into the water pipe. Thank you very much to K1HTV and K1RA. And the others last week for their kind advice. So that's finally working, and I don't have to depend on Echolink anymore. So I'm just going to listen in, and thank you very much again for the help. Back to Ned.
Okay, Jonathan. Well, it's great to have you stop in with us. And, of course, nowadays with this GoToTrader, you know, of course, they couldn't have stayed there the whole time, but it gives the unlicensed people an opportunity to get on the air, and makes things a lot more exciting for them. So anyway, I look forward to meeting you, and anyway, make your acquaintance. I don't recall having met you there, so I apologize for that, but I'm sure that we will here soon. Anyway, KJ7APV, this is N7IVV. Go ahead, Becca.
N7IVV in the net, KJ7APV. I really enjoyed Field Day. I had not been doing much radio for the past year, paying more attention to my travel and my schooling. So I was hoping I'd get a ride, and I did get a ride to Field Day so I could get in some good amateur radio knowledge. And I would take too long to say all I got to observe by skilled people and people who haven't had their license for a while, but it was a great time of observation. And 15 minutes before the close of Field Day, like it 1:45 today, I made 5 contacts, so that was a good demonstration that I had been paying attention and listening. It's great to meet some people who I'd only heard on the radio. Met some wonderful people, had some great conversations, and so I just feel real grateful. So back to you, N7IVV, KK7APV.
Okay, great, Becca. It was good to have you out there. Becca was one of the troopers that spent the whole night out there. And I don't know where she slunk off to get some sleep, but anyway, it was good to have you around. Glad you had a good experience. W8BT, Travis, thanks for your help today, too. Go ahead.
Thanks, Brad, and I can't believe you're actually doing the net tonight, but thank you very much. You, Anna, and everybody else, I'm just going to second everything everybody said about Field Day, and yeah, I was going to mention, but I guess luckily Becca was before me. Yeah, she closed out Field Day with the last contact. But I wanted to, especially somebody who hasn't really been super thanked yet, was Justin, NB3A. He was a great go-to station captain. I was sitting there doing FT8 on 6 meters and a little bit of 2 meters up to Connecticut. It was just a quick little sporadic E layer that popped in, but Justin was sitting there also, thanks to his Wi-Fi hotspot. He was posting the APRS Meadowlink map and also DX maps, which was kind of, I think, shooed me on to getting on trying out 2 meters a little bit. And I did get one 2 meter DX contact, W1 something. And just curious when the log will be available. I'd like to see what all happened. But I worked 6 meters all the way from, like, Illinois in a circle from us around through Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, down to Georgia and Florida. And I did copy a couple of Caribbean stations, but didn't actually work one. But anyway, just wanted to say thanks to all that helped out this weekend. I had a great field day. It was my inaugural Farah field day for me. So thanks to everyone. W8BT, back to net.
Okay, great. Thanks, Travis. I'm glad you've had a good experience there and helped out with all those contacts. It's great. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the log. I was tickled. I was pleased that I was able to make the satellite contacts, because those of you that may have remember or have maybe followed my little project with this little 12-volt azimuth elevation rotator, maybe know that I haven't actually tried it out. So this was actually the inaugural maiden voyage of that system. It just uses an aero antenna, but it's just a little lightweight rotator that you can put that on and automatically point at the antennas. The aero antenna, of course, is just handheld antenna, basically. But many people just use an HT. They go out in the field, and you don't have to be real exact in pointing at a satellite. And a lot of people will make contacts with simply a handheld and 5 watts or less. And so it was fun to do that. I was still doing more than just hand-holding and with an HT, but I essentially was using that. Kevin, KX4KU, loaned his FT817 all-mode radio, which is really just a super glorified handheld because it's battery-operated. Anyway, the point was, I was tickled to make some contacts. Of course, that helped the club's score to be able to make a satellite contact or two. I actually made 6 contacts. And I'm sorry that they were such weird times. Nobody witnessed it happen. So I guess you all just have to take my word for it. Anyway, K1NSA, Paul, thanks for checking in tonight. Go ahead. K1NSA, you still with us? Go ahead, Paul. No, I guess we lost him. Well, if he can still hear us, thanks for checking in. KN4SPL, Bob. Always good to have you with us, and thanks for your help today. Go ahead.
And 7IVV from KN4SPL. Of course, Brad, thanks for running the net tonight. And absolutely, thank you, Anna, and Justin, and everyone else who was really into the design and execution of this field day, which was great. I will have to say, just a personal note for next year, I will actually participate in some operating a station. Anywho, that's my takeaway from this year. But I will say the most fascinating time I had over the weekend was the meal last night. After everyone fixed their plate and everyone was sitting down in fellowship, talking to each other, all different kinds of conversation, I was just blown away that it was actually happening. At least for me, I have not had a communal meal with many people for a very long time. So I found that very, very refreshing. So that's my takeaway of Field Day 2021. Thanks for everyone who helped, and I'm glad I was able to participate. So, that's my takeaway. Hope everyone's doing well. This is KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bob, for your comments there. And, you're absolutely right. I think that was probably one of the things that made this such a good field day, was that we actually all got to go out and see each other and meet each other and be with each other and just not have to worry so much about other problems. Kind of put life aside for a little while. Okay, that's the end of our regular, our first check-in list. Any other check-ins? Anybody want to check in tonight or a recheck if they have another comment? Please call in 7IVV now.
Kilowatt 4, Juliet, November Tango.
Okay, looks like Wayne's going to wrap it up for us tonight. It was nice shaking your hand last night. I could barely see you, but of course I knew who you were from your voice, so good to have you come out to the last night. K4JNT and 7IVV, go ahead.
Hello, Brad. Good evening, all. Y'all did an excellent job on field day. Sorry I couldn't be there. Made a little bit last night, didn't make any contacts, but I showed up, gave my support anyway. I hope I did anyway. And, just wanted to tell everybody they did a great job as usual. K4JNT, back to Nick.
Okay, Wayne. Well, thanks again. Just showing up is actually participating. So appreciate that very much. You know what, as I think about this, I think John, KX4O, was chatting with me earlier today as he was getting, you know, kind of thinking about what it took to get everything set up and what he still has to do to get everything tabulated and consolidated and reported, and the fact that it's sometimes a little bit of a challenge because it only happens once a year and you got to remember what you did. So as my an edict here from the president, we're going to do field day every month now, so everybody just be prepared for that. This is N7IVB for the Fahrenheit. Thanks, everybody, for joining tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on Fahrenheit, by the way, this net is being recorded, and you can access those recordings on our website on w4va.org, or you can send us an email at Fahrenheit. At W4VA.org, that's F-A-R-A-N-E-T, at W4VA.org. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IVV, closing the Fahrenheit and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you all for your attendance, and have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
7IVV, K1HTV, good going, Brad. A comment on the recording. I believe the recording goes for the full hour, so it will not become available until 9 o'clock. So those who want to hear themselves or hear the recording, they'll have to wait till, I think, till 9, if I remember that correctly, Brad. Go ahead.
True statement, yes. Yes, yes, that's what it is. It goes from 8 to 9. It might have something in there where it truncates if it's not being used, but it still records until 9 o'clock, so you won't be able to hear the recording until after that point. But those are also being archived, so you can go back and listen to other things in the past. Right, thanks. N7IVV.
You may now go to sleep. You need a well-deserved rest. Take care, Brad. I'll see you on the radio throughout the week. This is K1HTV Clear. Good night.
K6JBC Mobile Listening.
Please visit www.w4va.org for club-related info.